Listening, Unit 9, page 54b.
You will hear an interview with someone who is talking about new technology. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Today we're looking at e-readers, and Ron is in the studio to tell us more. So, Ron, what exactly is an e-reader?
An e-reader is a small electronic gadget which we can use to read and store electronic books. You download them and can then start reading straight away. These little devices are about the same size as a paperback book, but slimmer and lighter, so they can be carried around in your bag or pocket.
But why do people want to read electronic books instead of paper books? It must be more expensive for a start.
It's true that an e-reader is an expensive gadget. Prices range from around 80 to 200 euros. However, electronic books are cheaper than traditional books, and some e-readers even give you a number of books free. The biggest advantage, though, is that instead of carrying around a lot of books, all the books you own can be kept on one small gadget, which only weighs a few hundred grams and is lighter than a paperback.
Well, that is convenient. How many books can be put on an e-reader?
Well, a top e-reader can store up to 3,500 books. That's more books than I could read in a lifetime. And it's not only for books. You can also download electronic magazines and newspapers. E-readers have many of the same features as traditional books. Some people like to write notes while they're reading, for example. And you can do that as well as highlight and bookmark pages. They have more features than paper books, though. They're much more interactive. For example, the size of the print can often be changed. It can be made bigger, which makes it easier to read. Some can also read the book aloud, and there are even ones with built-in dictionaries and the internet. So it's very useful if you love reading and you travel a lot, or if perhaps you're running out of space on your bookshelves.
Are there times when an e-reader wouldn't be a good idea?
Well, I remember when I was studying, I sometimes wanted to have many different textbooks open at the same time on my desk. You can't do that with an e-reader.
I see. Another nice thing about traditional paper books is that if you have enjoyed a book, you can lend it to a friend. I don't imagine you can do that with an e-reader.
Well, you'd be surprised. You can lend an e-book you have downloaded to another person for free. They can even read it on their tablet if they don't have an e-reader. They just need the right app. But you can only lend a particular book once and for 2 weeks only.
Imagine if you're someone who loses things easily. It might not be the best idea either.
Well, no, it's certainly easier to replace a single book than a whole electronic library.
And is it difficult to read from these gadgets?
Well, people were concerned about this in the past, but the screens have improved in recent years. Now e-books can be read even in bright sunshine. The biggest complaint is about having to recharge the batteries. Batteries have been revolutionised a lot over the years, though, and now these batteries can last up to 1 month. So it's not really a problem.
Well, thanks, Ron. At least now listeners know what to look for. I'll stick with my paperbacks for a little longer, though.